We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We are up to our third shir in Sif Aleph, beginning on the top line of page Chaf Aleph, which is the page following page number 40. Till now we've been discussing all the halachas of Akira, which is one type of oven that they used to have that we said had room to place two pots on top, and it was shaped like a pot, that it was shaped rectangular. It was shaped the same on the top and the bottom, as opposed to what we'll see tonight about the tanur. So the Mechaber picks up in the top line and says, V'tanur, a different type of oven that they used to have called a tanur, which had much more heat, and it was shaped more like cone-shaped. It got skinnier as you went to the top, so it was more intense heat, and therefore the din is more stringent. V'tanur afilu im husak bekash ugvava. When it comes to a tanur, even if it was heated up with straw or stubble, which we saw by the Kira was very lenient, even if it has that kash ugvava by a tanur osir, afilu lismuchlo, it is forbidden even to put a dish next to it. Afilu imhu goruf akotum, even if the tanur was already swept out from any ashes and kotum, or the ashes were covered, even though it was kash ugvava, it doesn't have so many ashes, but it has all the kulas that you can look for, that it was only kash ugvava, you're only doing smicha, it was garuf akotum, even so, it is aser. Says the Ramah, that's called zman shayad so ledesbo. That's only assuming that it is hot to the point of yad so ledesbo on or in the tanur. The kol shekein sha'aser lashos besocha or agabo, if it's forbidden to put a pot next to it, it's certainly forbidden to put a pot on top of it or inside of it as Shabbos is coming in. That is the halachos of tanur. So we have kiro, which is very lenient, we have tanur, which is very chamur, and then we have the kofach, that's somewhere in the middle. Shumokom shvisas kedera achas, that's an oven that's similar to a kiro, a little bit smaller. Instead of having room for two pots, it has room only for one pot. So there, it depends. Im husak bekashuk vava, if it was heated up with straw or stubble, dino kakira, then it will follow the more lenient dinim of a kira. But begefes o beitzim, but if it was heated up with things that turn into coals, like the branches from an olive tree or wood, then dino katanur, then it follows the rules of a tanur. And then, in parentheses, it tells us, v'tanurim shalonu dinam kekira. Our ovens, which is not necessarily our ovens, but our ovens, says the Ramah, have the same din as a kira, the more lenient case of the ovens. Till there we discuss the three types of ovens. And now the Mechaber tells us what happens if a person did shihiyah, he left a pot there when he wasn't supposed to do it, what is the halacha? V'im shachach v'shoha, if a person forgot and he accidentally left a pot there when he wasn't really allowed to, so imhu tavshil shabisha kol tzarko, if it is a dish that was already fully cooked, so mutter, you're allowed to eat it, afiluhum etzamek v'yofalo, even if the more it cooked, the better it was for you, but l'maisa was already fully cooked, you did it by accident, and therefore it is permissible. But v'imhu tavshil shehisrael ezbashav lobishal kol tzarko, but if it's a dish that started cooking and it was not yet fully cooked, so then we're more machmir, it's aser ad motzei Shabbos, then you cannot eat it until motzei Shabbos. That's all if you left it there b'shogeg. V'im ovar v'shoha, if you did shehiyah on purpose, you left it on purpose when you weren't supposed to, aser b'shneim, then your aser, whether it was fully cooked or wasn't fully cooked, either way it's going to be aser. Says the Ramah, when is it aser? Till ad b'chdei sheyasu, until you wait motzei Shabbos, the time it would have taken to do that extra cooking that you did on Shabbos. V'im hechziram eidam yehudi b'shabbos. Now it touches on chazara that we didn't really get into yet, but the Ramah tells us, if the goy returns it to a flame when he wasn't supposed to on Shabbos, dino kishachach v'shoha. It follows the same din that we just mentioned, that if you forgot and you left it there, so if a Jew forgot and left it there, it has the same halacha as if a goy returned it there. And then the Ramah continues on the next page as we finish up. V'mechziro Yisrael, and if a Jew did chazara and returned it when he wasn't supposed to, dino ka'avar v'shoha, then it has a din of when you left it there on purpose going into Shabbos, where it is aser. V'imitzamek v'ralo, but if a Jew did chazara, but it was so fully cooked that the more it cooks, the worse it is for you, then it's mutter, sherei lonene mina iser, because you've got no benefit from the extra cooking that happened on Shabbos. This last line over here of the Ramah is very crucial. If a person doesn't know how to take the cholent off and put it back on, and he does chazara incorrectly, so then he will have to follow these dinim. That's where we'll stop for today as the third shir. What? The Mishnah Berurah is going to say even b'shogeg. I mean, not only b'mezid, even b'shogeg, it's going to be aser. We'll get to that. Let's go back now and see all these Mishnah Berurahs. We have a lot of different topics that we're discussing tonight. So number one, we discussed on page Chaf Aleph was the Tanur. We said even if it was heated up with Kashuk Vava, it's aser even to put the pot next to it. So the Mishnah Berurah begins in Sivkaton Chaf Aleph, the Tanur. Hainu b'tanur shalhem. This is talking about the ovens in their days, their Tanurim, Shasuyos Kekira, that they're made like a Kira, Ach Mitoch Shek Tzaros Lamala, like we explained before, but since they are narrower by the top, Virochav Lamata, and wider by the bottom, Niklar Chumo Lesocho Tfei Mikira. The heat is kept inside much more than a kira, because it's more concentrated heat. As it goes up, it gets smaller, so it gets more concentrated heat. Therefore, Chazal were more machmir than they were by the kira. And that's why we said that even if it was heated up with kashuk vava, it's also even to put a pot near it, even if it was garuf akotam, sifkotam chabez. Mipnesha goref, eno goref, elo rov ha'esh, atzma. Because most to the time when you're sweeping out the coals or whatever remnants are there, you don't sweep out all of it. You just get the majority of the fire. The iyeshar shelo tishar nitotz echad. It's impossible. Even when it comes to kashuk vava, there's not going to be a little bit of a spark that remains. Ubetanor shechumo rav, and an oven that has such intense heat, chayshinon shema yechate. We're worried you might stoke that little nitzotz that's there. Kedei shivaru osam hanitzotzo. So those few sparks will ignite again. We're afraid of that because that would accomplish something. Because this tanur creates a lot of heat. So even a little bit of nitzotzos, a little bit of sparks, if you're going to start stoking it, it might increase and it will be a problem. And therefore, even if it's guarded, it will be usr. V'hinei miloshen ha-mechaber mashma desfirlei kedas ha-tur. The mechaber is clearly mashma like the tur. Da'afibu b'kash u'gvava osra b'garv ha-kotum. Even if you have all these leniencies, first of all, it's kash u'gvava, which doesn't really create coals. It's going to be osra even if it was swept out from whatever theoretical coals might be there. All those kulas and still it's going to be osra. V'cheinu das ha-rav rabbi Yehonasan ha-muva b'chidushi ha-ran. Achein, however, miloshen ha-ramba mashma, for the Rambam, it's mashem not that way. The bekash ugvava einu aser b'tanur ki im b'she'enu garuf. When it comes to kash ugvava, by a tanur, it's not going to be aser unless it was not swept out. But if it was also swept out, then the Rambam says it's okay. V'cheinu das ha-kolbo v'chidushi haram. That is also the opinion of the kolbo and the chidushi haram. V'yesh l'hokel b'zeh, and one can be lenient in this, to follow the lenient shita, even if it's not goruf, if it's kashuk vava, it will be mutter by a tanur. In note 33, he writes to the Chazon Ish, tzidei lahachmir bazeh, the Chazon Ish takes on to be machmir over here, like the mechaber's mashma. I'd like to see note number 32 as well, going back a little bit. Note 32 is going back in which the Mishnah Berurah said, that even if it was swept out, it's a problem because you don't sweep everything out. You only get the majority, and there are some sparks still left. So note 32, he says, this is how the Mishnah Berurah is coming to explain why it's not considered like goruf. And the reason why covering it will not help by a tanur, right? Because here we're only addressing goruf. Ketima won't help. Since the heat in a tanur is so intense, so by covering the coals in the tanur, it's not really a revelation of your mindset that you're not going to stoke the coals. Mishum sheyitochin shekotem kedei shelo yichrach atavshil. It could be you're only covering them so that this shouldn't burn because of the intense heat. But still, if the coals then go down, you might come to stoke the coals. Ulefi svarazu bir b'shalom shivas igrish Moshe. Based on this, Rav Moshe says, he explains, madua mo'ila ketima b'kirayim shagaz b'yameinu. He explains why covering a gas stove works nowadays. Our gas stoves nowadays are more hot than a regular kira, and yet we say ketima works. But yet ketima doesn't work by a tanur in those days, which also had more intense heat, so what's the difference? So says Rav Moshe, it dafka by a tanur, where the heat is so intense, That is when it's not recognizable, if you sweep it out or you cover it, that you're taking your mind off of stoking the coals. Maybe you're doing it, that's the way, if you're lowering the heat a little bit because you don't want it to burn right now, but it doesn't mean you won't stoke the coals later. That is the way in which you cook and bake in a tanur of those days. Which is not the case by our stovetops nowadays with gas. It's not normal to cook with your gas stove being covered by a blech. And therefore, by putting the blech over the fire on the gas stovetop, that's showing that you're taking your mind off of stoking the fire, and therefore that will be more lenient. So even though both have more intense heat than a kira, by a tanur it will not help, and by the gas stove nowadays, it will help. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter, the Ramah said that which was so machmi by the tanur, it's only when it's yatzo ledes. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chav Gimel, Avalim eina yatzo ledes bo, but if it's not so hot as yatzo ledes bo, that the hand would recoil from touching it, muter liten afilu agav, if you'd be allowed to put the pot even on top of it, afilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, the efshir da afilu ein garof akotum el agecholim gamkein, it could be even if the it's not garav a cotton from the coals, gam kein shall also be permissible. Kevan sham makom shemamid shama kedera ein hayatz ledesbo. Since the mice of the place where you're putting the pot is not yatz ledesbo, and it will be okay. So in note 35 he writes, and that which the Mishabura says, that if it's not yatz ledesbo, it will be mutter to put even on top. So he points out, v'chein litein besocho. Not only on top, like we discussed the last couple of days, there's no difference between the top and inside. You would also be allowed to put a pot inside the tanur if it's not yatz ledesbo. If it's not yatzal esbo, it's not considered an oven that was heated up at all because it's not able to have cooking done there. No, he's just saying this by the tanur.
Why not by...
What?
Why not
here? Let's see, we're saying here by the tanur, even if it was husa b'kashuk vava, it's also to put it near, even if it's guarded for katum. But we're only going to have that chumrah kozman that it is yad celestial. Well, I have to think about it. I'll think about it afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Sifkadon Chav Dalud. We said if it's usher to put it next to the tanur, so kol shekein, it's usher to do shahia inside or on top. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkadon Chav Dalud, V'davka below nizbashal kol tzarko obim etzamek v'yofalo. This would be usher only specifically if it wasn't fully cooked, or it was fully cooked, but it's going to get better. But if it's going to cook more and it's going to turn bad for you, so then it would be permissible. So too, if it was a raw dish, like we discussed the last couple of days, even if it wasn't cleaned out or covered. Then we went to the next case of the kofach, and we said that was something in between a kira and a tanur. We said it has a place for one kedera on it. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Chafei, who also ikein kira, it is shaped like a kira that it doesn't get skinnier as it goes up. Elo de kira hu makom shvisa shte kederos. As a kira is wider, it has room for two pots. The kofach hu makom shvisa kedera achas, and the kofach is smaller, it only has room for one pot. Lefikach nefish havle mekira. Therefore, it has more intense heat than a kira. Sha makom tzar, because it's more narrow. The hachom miskabes bobioser, and therefore the heat gathers there more. But the zutar havle mitatanur. However, since it's shaped more rectangular and it's not getting skinnier as you go up, so it will be less intense heat as the tanur. So then we said the din of the kofach, which is somewhere in the middle, it depends. If it was heated up with straw and stubble, we said it as dino kikira. Sifkat l'chavav, v'afilu lo garaf, esakash, v'lo kotam, it's going to be okay. Just like by a kira, if it was kashuk vava, it was okay, even without having it garaf akotam. So too over here, by the kofach. And we said if it was heated up, begefas o be'etzim, then it has din of a tanur, sifkadon chav zayin, sha'afilu garaf katam asr. Like we said, the chumra by the tanur, even if it was covered or swept out, it would be asr. Bein besocha, bein algaba, bein besmicha. Like we said by the tanur, there wouldn't be a difference if it is inside the tanur, on top, or besmicha. So same thing over here by the kofach, if it was heated up, begefas o be'etzim. And then we said in the parentheses that our ovens are like a kira, which is the more lenient halachos. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkadon Chav Ches, the tanurim shalano, our ovens, shepia min atzad, that they open on the side, so they're automatically less concentrated heat. Va'oda, and furthermore, Sherechav and Beyosid are much wider. Memela ein chumam rav kolkach. Therefore, the heat is not so intense. V'alkein dino kekira. Therefore, it gets a din like a kira. U'besefer teferes Shmuel hevi b'shem Rashal shecholik al ze. He argues with this v'sover, and he holds the shavim heim ledina, that the old tanur in the olden days and our ovens nowadays have the same din. Ayin sham. The alko ponim betanur shel nachtomim, at the very least when it comes to a baker's oven, shemasikim bo tadir, that's heated up often, v'chumo rav, and therefore it has more intense heat, tov lahachmir laduno ketanur, it's better to judge that like a tanur. But a regular oven that we have, we can stick with the shita. And we're saying over here that it would be like a kira. Look at note 37. In 37, he writes, the Chazon Ish kasav sheyesh l'hakel apatano shel atomim. The Chazon Ish says you could be lenient that an oven that's used by a baker is also has a kula dikshita like by a kira. And then he writes in note 37, v'tanure chashmal bizmanenu. Our right the in the mechaber or the Ramah, he's writing the tanurim shalanu. But here in the notes, he's really talking about tanurim shalanu. Our electric ovens, Rav Moshe writes, shedinam kekira. Still, it has a din of a kira. V'chein das hagon Rav Nissen Karelitz. V'hosef levayr, and he adds on an explanation. Shemelvad ma shekosav ha-mishnebura, shecholik dino midin tanur shevimei chazal. Besides that which the mishnebura said, that our ovens are different from those in the times of chazal, kevan shepischem et atzad, since our ovens open from the side. Besides that, chalukim heim gam bekach she'enam shomrim eschumam. A difference between our ovens and their ovens is that our ovens do not retain their heat as much. Sharek ishem mechabim osam mitztanenim maher. Our ovens, when you turn them off, they cool off right away. Ma she'enkein ha'tanurim shebimei chazal, which is not the case by the ovens in the time of chazal. Sha'af lo achar ha'saras ha'gecholum mehem. Even after you remove the coals from them, they still retain their heat from the materials they were made out of for a longer period of time, and therefore our ovens are going to be more lenient like the kira. Now we get to the halachas of a person who did shihia or did chazara when he was not supposed to. So to review what the Mechaber told us, he said if one accidentally did shihia when he wasn't allowed to, based on all the halachas that we've been learning in this simon, in this sif, so it depends. If the dish that he did shihia to was fully cooked, so a person left on his chulent without doing a proper covering of his crock pot or of the stove and it was fully cooked, so then it's mutter afilu mitstamik biyafalo. Even if it's going to get better, but it was fully cooked, it will be mutter to eat, even though it should have been covered. There should have been a blech. There wasn't a blech. It's still going to be okay. It says in Mishaburin Choftes, v'imshachach v'shaha, v'kosher kenim shagach bedin. If he forgot, or certainly if he didn't know the halacha, or he forgot the halacha, he made a mistake and he left the cholent on when he wasn't supposed to because it was still getting better. It was being mitzamek biyafalo. That's going to be mutter. Says the Mishavura in Sivkotan Laman afilu mitzamek biyafa, even though it's getting better by being cooked more. Vafilu besocha tanur, even if it's inside the oven. Vatan, the reason is the lonene mimeno kokach. He's not getting so much benefit from it anyway. Kevun de bolav hochi hoya roila achila. Since it was fully cooked, it was fit for achila anyway. Shenis bashal kol tzarko. The alkein b'dievin mutter, therefore b'dievin, he's not getting so much benefit from a malach on a Shabbos, and we'll say it's okay. But if it's a tavshil that started cooking, and it wasn't fully cooked, he's left his shulant on when Shabbos started, not fully cooked, so then that shulant is aser until Motzei Shabbos. Says the Mishavura, in Sefkotan Lamed Aleph, it's aser l'chol adam, it's aser for everyone. The kol shekin l'bnei beso de aser, certainly for the family it's aser. Kevan din is bashal b'shvilam, since it was made for them. Now, if we look at note 38, he brings out an interesting discussion, and that is v'afal pishal inan misha shagag u'bishal tashal b'shabbos. We're going to learn later in Shinyon Ches that a person who actually cooked by accident on Shabbos, shebemoko matzorich efsher lahokel kadas agra, that in a time of need you could be lenient like the sheet of the gra, shelo osu as a tashu b'dievet. If you cooked by accident, it's okay b'dievet to eat the dish if you need it. Mikomokom leinyan iser shehiyah. But over here, when it comes to the iser shehiyah, which is only the rabbanim, kasav lekamon shaosru b'shagag v'hishe gam b'dievet l'kul yamva. It's going to be usher, even if he did it by accident, but the evidence for everyone. Kidei shelo yavo lahashos b'meizid v'yomer sheshachach. Because we're afraid over here he's going to pull shtick and he's going to say, I did it by accident, but really it was on purpose. So therefore, even by accident, we're not going to let him do it. The Gemara explains, the whole point is, go for that. The fact that she is only asim in the Rabbanim, the kalhu b'enei anoshim, people don't take it as seriously, and therefore, choshashu shema yavo laharim b'kach. No one's going to pull a fast one and cook and say he forgot, because cooking's the raisa, it takes him more serious. But she is only the Rabbanim, therefore, even though by cooking we said, if you cook by accident, you can rely on the gra, and you can eat it b'dievet if it's a time of need, but when it comes to shehiya, we said it's off limits. However, he does write further. If you poshut have nothing else to eat on Shabbos except for that which you left on the stove, if it was done b'shogig, then you'll be allowed to eat it. You have nothing else to eat. You mamish have nothing else to eat because you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. Fine. So we said it's going to be asur until Motzei Shabbos if you left the cholent on in a way that you weren't supposed to leave it on and it wasn't fully cooked. Sifkaton lamid beis in the mishabur. It's asur ad Motzei Shabbos. So bagos ashri mavur degam bekanu b'chtei sheyasa. Kemo b'over v'shah. The Gos Ashri says that here also, even though it's not stated above, but it also means that it's going to be asur till Motzei Shabbos, till the time that it would have taken to do the additional cooking. Umiloshon haRambam olnirakein. However, from the Rambam, it is not mashma that way. What is the concept of leaving it over? Ad kedeshi asu. So if you look at the Bir Halacha in the second Divra Maskil, ad b'chedeshi asu, it brings down two reasons. Why would you wait after Shabbos those extra 25 minutes or whatever time it would have taken to do the cooking that you did on Shabbos after Shabbos? Reason number one is kedeshi lo yehana mimalecha Shabbos. That way you won't get any hana from malecha that was done on Shabbos because you just as well could have done that malecha after Shabbos. You're not getting any benefit from the malecha done on Shabbos. That's Rashi's pshat. The Rambam writes a different pshat and he says kedeshi lo yistakir klum velo yovu lohokel pamacheres. We don't want you to have any gain over here by the cooking on Shabbos because then you're going to come to do it again. So therefore, it's not so much that we don't want you to get hanof from Malacha Shabbos. We're a choshish that you're going to start doing it again and therefore we want to make it that you have to wait the same amount of time after Shabbos. That was Lagabe Shehiyah B'Shogeg. Then we said in the Mechaber, if you were Avar V'Shah, you left it on incorrectly on purpose, then it's Aser B'Shneim. It doesn't matter if it's fully cooked, not fully cooked, it is Aser. And that's what the Ramah says, Ab B'Chdei She'asu, until the amount of time after Shabbos that it would have taken to finish the cooking. Then the Ramah told us that if a Goy did Chazara, he returned it when he wasn't supposed to, and we'll see the Dinim of Chazara in Mirtz Hashem in the coming nights. If a person did Chazara, if a Goy did Chazara, the Goy put it back on for the Jew when it wasn't supposed to. So we said in the Ramah, it's Dino Keshachach V'Shah. Follows the rules that we just mentioned about doing the Shia by accident, that if it was done when it was fully cooked, it's okay. If it was done not fully cooked, it will not be okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Lamed Aleph, the last line on page Chaf Aleph, that which the Goy does for the Jew on purpose, it's no more stringent from that which the Jew did on his own Meshogeg. Therefore, if it's fully cooked, even if it's going to get better for you, if it's cooked more, it's permissible. We said before, since the Maisa, it was fully cooked, and you're not getting any benefit, so much benefit from it, it will be okay. But we said, if the Jew does Chazara, then it follows the din of Avar V'Shah, which means, if a person took off the cholent Friday night, late Friday night, wanted to taste a little bit, and then put it back on, we'll see all the details about that coming up, and he put it on incorrectly, so then we say that it is going to be at the same din of Avar V'Shah, which means that it will be Aser. And the Mishabur writes in Lamed Hey on page 42, V'mechziru Yisrael B'Shabbos Afil B'Shogeg. Even if you didn't know the halacha clearly, and then you realize it or someone pointed it out to you, or you forgot the halacha, that will be usher till after Shabbos. Dino ka'avar v'shah b'mezid. So putting the cholent back on is more machmir, and even if you did it b'shogeg, it's like you did shia b'mezid, v'usher im mitzamek v'yafalo, and it will be usher if it is still getting better. V'atam, and the reason, the machmirina b'chazorat feimi b'shihia, the reason why we're more machmir with returning a pot than just leaving it on for before Shabbos is mishum de ka'ovid maisa. It's because by doing chazara, you're doing an action, and therefore we're more machmir by chazara than by shehiyah. V'ayim b'magen Avram, she'posak de la'achirim shari b'zeh. The Magen Avram paskins that if you do chazara when you weren't supposed to, even though it's aser for you, but for others it would be mutter. This is not so posh. If you look at note 42, b'nei beiso kosav masal shekel shadinom kamoso. First of all, the masal shekel says the family members are like him, and it's going to be awesome. Mishum shenasa tashvil afavurim. So even that which we say in the Magen Avraham that for others it will be okay, it's dafka others outside the family. V'achazanish kosav shlodas agra aser gam la'achem la'achlo. And the Chazanish says that the Gra argues with the Magen Avraham and says that even for others it is aser. V'shekeinu ha'ikir la'alocha. And that's how the Chazanish paskins that it's aser for everyone. So says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, I am Magen Avraham Shaposek La'achirim Shari Bazem Mi'acher Shehoyam Mavushal Kodam Kol Tzorkov Ayashogig. Since the Ma'isa was fully cooked and it was done by accident, it will be mutter for others. The Chazanish argues as we just saw. V'dan, you should know, the din zehu afilu l'shitas ha-ramah. This halacha is even according to the shita of the Ramah that we didn't get to yet. The posek besof ha-sif, that he will pass in at the end of the sif, ka-yesh omrim, like that opinion that holds, the b'shehiyah mutter kamacha ben jusay. Like we discussed in the Hakdama, that if you did shehiyah on something that was at least a half cook or a third cooked, it would be okay. Hacha b'chazara shavim heim ledina. But still, even though he's more lenient, l'gabe shehiyah, by chazara he is machmir, the halukul yama b'chazara osra afilu in this bashal called tzarko. Because when it comes to chazara, done incorrectly, it is osra even if it was fully cooked. So we must stay focused in the next few shiurim to get all the laws down pat about how you can do chazara properly. The last thing we said in the Ramah was that if a Jew did chazara, it's going to be usher till after Shabbos. But if it's mitzamek baralo, if it's so cooked that by returning it, it's going to get worse for you, so then it's going to be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkot and Lamed Vav, in mitzamek baralo, it's mutter. Rav Shlomo means to say, even though it will be mitzamek v'ralo, it's usher to do chazara, afilu mitzamek v'ralo, b'di'evit mutra afilu yosir b'meizim, but b'di'evit it will be permissible even if you returned it on purpose. Sherei lo nene klal, you got no benefit, you got zero benefit, because it's getting worse for you as it's cooking when you put it back on. I want to end with one last b'ralocha on page 42, the top line, a very important point the b'ralocha brings out over here. The Ramah said that if a Jew does chazara, it has a din of over v'shah, and it's usher for sure for him and his family, for Acherim, it's a machlokas, the Magen Avraham and the Chazanish from the Gra. But Zokta b'ralocha, it's mari b'ofen she'achazara asur l'divrei hakol. This is only talking about a case where the chazara that was done in a way that it's usher according to everyone. The ilav hachi, but if it was done in a way that it's okay through some shitas and not okay through other shitas, ein lahachmir b'di'evid, there you should not be machmir b'di'evid. And again, the reason is because chazara l'maisa is an issa d'rabanan, so therefore if it's a machloka, so it's really a suffix, it's a suffix d'rabanan, we go to kula. So that which you're being so machmir over here b'chazara is only if you do a real chazara that's usher according to everyone. But as we go through the halachas of chazara in the next few nights, and we see the machloksim, if a person was nichshol and doing chazara in a way that's okay according to some, not okay according to others, so then b'di'evit, if he did the chazara, we would not say that the food is usher. That's what the Be'er Halacha is telling us, a very important point. We'll stop here, and a mitzvah.